Tuesday of the second week of Lent. For the sake of change, not punishment. The prophet Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 10 and 16 through 20. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 1 through 12. These are two hard readings today. The first is from the opening oracle of Isaiah, where he calls the religious establishment in Jerusalem Sodom and Gomorrah, and commands them to seek social justice instead of their own advancement. Yet it is not merely to condemn them, but to bring them to a new attitude. Come, let us set things right between us. Though your sins be scarlet, and they are, I want to make you white as snow, says Yahweh. How consoling and inviting God is right after pulling no punches. Then we see the same pattern in Matthew's gospel. This is from Jesus' diatribe against the religious leadership of his time. Nothing any of us could say today would match Jesus' anger and judgment on hypocrisy in spiritual leadership and self-serving religious authority. He gets downright nasty with the leaders, and he mocks their religious fashion show and their unwillingness to lift a finger to bear the burdens that they place on other people. He seems to be against all titles that make them think they are higher or better than others. All lessons we could still learn today. I guess things never change. Yet he ends by calling them to humility and promising them that God will do the exalting. They do not need to worry about any climbing or self-promoting or career advancement themselves.